The matriarch of an American political dynasty, politically brave in differing with her husband's party on issues she cared about, and completely authentic, right down to her familiar grey hair. Barbara Bush is being remembered. The former First Lady of the United States died at home in Houston, Texas today, aged 92. She was known for her influence and dry humour, but also for her work to promote literacy in America. Jonathan Hare reports.
She was the woman behind two US presidents, a wife to one, a mother to another. Barbara Bush died today. She was 92 years old. George Bush Sr.'s chief of staff put out a statement on his behalf.
He is, of course, broken-hearted to lose his beloved Barbara, his wife of 73 years. He held her hand all day today and was at her side when she left this good earth.
Barbara Bush was born Barbara Pierce in New York City in 1925. She met George Bush Sr. at a dance, and they later got married and had six children. The pair often exchanged love letters. Here, the former president reads one, which was sent in the early 90s.
I've climbed perhaps the highest mountain in the world, but even that cannot hold a candle to being Barbara's husband. Mum used to tell me, "Now, George, don't walk ahead."
You never listen to your mother.
Little did I know I was only trying to keep up with Barbara Pierce from Onondaga Street in Rye, New York. Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
When her husband was made president in 1989, Barbara Bush became First Lady. Michael Johns is a former speechwriter for George Bush Sr. He told the BBC she was a powerful force in the White House.
She was very focused on relationships. Those that came into her universe and her world typically remained in it. She was a very compassionate person. She emphasized the importance of personal relationships throughout a lifetime and how significant they are. She was, I think, really a bedrock of strength.
She also established the Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy, which still helps disadvantaged parents and children to learn to read and write.
She championed this idea of literacy, which I think all of us sort of subconsciously knew was an important issue, but honestly, it didn't really have a whole lot of people out front that were really speaking to it at the time. She brought a great deal of attention to that issue at a critical moment.
Her son, George W. Bush, would later become president in 2001. He today released a statement.
Mum kept us on our toes and kept us laughing until the end. I'm a lucky man that Barbara Bush was my mother.
Family friend Mika Mosbacher recalls how Mrs. Bush reacted to her son's election.
She had tears in her eyes and she was so nervous. But to see her as a mom, she cared about her son. She took personally what was being said about him. And it really showed me that I got to see the softer side of this amazing woman who was such a straight shooter.
Barbara Bush sometimes made headlines for jabs at political opponents. While her son Jeb was looking to become the Republican candidate for president before the 2016 election, she came out against Donald Trump.
Well, what about women?
How he's treated women.
Yes, unbelievable. I don't know how women can vote for someone who said what he said about Megyn Kelly.
And in response to Sarah Palin announcing her presidential hopes in 2012...
I think she's very happy in Alaska, and I hope she'll stay there.
In 1990, Mrs. Bush made a commencement speech at the prestigious Wellesley College. It won her a lot of fans.
Who knows? Somewhere out in this audience may even be someone who will one day follow in my footsteps and preside over the White House as the president's spouse, and I wish him well.
Former U.S. Senator Alan Simpson, a close friend of the Bush family, summed up the way many have been thinking today.
We feel so privileged to have shared the depth of the woman because, boy, she was a tall tree on the skyline.
Former U.S. Senator Alan Simpson, Jonathan Hare, put that report together for us.